Brought to you by The Book Exchange. Use code BX4, FINAL4, to save 25% in store or online at BookExchangeWV.com. Recorded live in Morgantown, West by God, Virginia, and across the world with your hosts, Kevin Jones, John Flowers, and our lovely co-host, Ashley. This is the Final Forecast Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Final Forecast with me, your host, Jay Flo. Sunday morning, pissing me off.
Praise the Lord, John. Not on the Lord's Day.
Facts.
We're not
facts,
doing that.
Facts. Got my guy KJ with me.
Yep.
All the way out in Japan.
Nippon.
How is it over there in the east?
It's been good. Well, not good season wise, but living wise, I guess it's been cool. We had a freaking 3 week break in February, right? We played three games, and now we got another 2 week break.
Come on back home, bro.
Bruh, if we didn't have all these breaks, I'd be home in April, bro. Like, shit is pissing me off.
What used to piss me off is, like, we used to have the breaks and they ain't let us, like, go home. They used to give us, like, 2 days off. Like,
that's OT. Oh, for how? For 3 weeks? You only get 2 days off?
Yeah, like, they used to do dumb stuff like that. So I'm glad I retired.
Yeah, that's OT, bro. Yeah, I guess it just depends on the kind of coach you have. Because my coach this season, I was lucky enough to he let me go home in November, and I could have went home again when we had our most recent break, but Sarah came to visit me for a couple weeks, so I was like, okay, I'm going to just stay here.
Tough. Yeah. Shout out to our lovely co-host, Ash. It's her birthday today.
Shout out, Ash. Happy birthday, Ash. She is 48 right now, so happy birthday to her.
48. Yo, guess how old Ash is. Oh, I guess you can just look it up, but... I never knew. I thought she was... I don't know.
I look up her Wikipedia.
But shout out to Ash this morning having birthday sex.
Yeah, shout out to her.
She... Yeah. Got...
You're wild.
Speaking of sex, got a vasectomy, bro.
You really went through with it, huh? That's crazy.
I did. Because I think I talked to you the night before and was like... So I was going to back out. I was having second thoughts.
But you feel you gotta feel like, you know, when dogs get, like, you know what I mean, neutered and shit, that they had that big ass cone on, they put a big ass cone on your head and shit, all that. Well, you got neutered. He was walking around all sad and shit all day.
I guess the cone would be around Jess's head, basically, but
what?
They put the cone on dog's head so they don't lick themselves down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I should be in a...
Yo.
They tell you, like, you can't, like, do any sexual activity, like, no masturbation or nothing for, like, a week.
Damn. So take us through the whole day, like from the start, day, how you felt when you woke up to like to walking in there, and then after you got out of there.
Dave, play the traumatizing music, Dave. Put in some type of traumatizing music. I don't know. Wake up that day, I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? Look over at Jess, she's asleep. Just no worry in the world. I'm like, damn, this is the day, it's happening, huh? Get up, get in the shower. So, you know, in the shower, that's when you think about everything. Like, you just start thinking about life, like all the girls you've been with.
You ain't topping it off. You just getting them. You can still use it.
But, bro, like, my biggest fear from this whole thing was it not working anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they accidentally clicked the wrong cord or something, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not getting up no more, something like that. Like, that was my biggest fear from the whole thing.
Oh,
and then you think, like, I don't have no boys. You want a boy. Mm-hmm. So I'm going through all that. Jess is cool, though. It's like he was like, you need anything? Like, it's kind of weird. She never asked me that. But drive to the hospital. As soon as I walk in, someone notices me, like, on the elevator. Like,
oh, damn. They ask you what you going there for? Or they already knew?
Yeah. No, we went to the same floor.
Oh.
What's it called? The urology department. So we both signed in together. Like, we have a whole conversation. He actually works CSC at the... turn that down a little bit, Dave. I can't hear myself think. He worked security at CSC. So we had a nice conversation. He's telling me about his ball problems. I'm telling him about what I'm about to do. So it's already awkward. Check in. The nurse is like, she's being weird. Not weird, but she's like happy to see me. That's what concerned me. Like, what if I was what if I was at the hospital to get something more serious? Like, and then everybody knows you. It's like, it's kind of weird, you know? And people. But she was cool though. Like, you know what I mean? But anyways, wait in the lobby for about 30 minutes. For what? I don't know. My appointment was at like 10. I was there till 10:30. Which I was just waiting, about to change my mind. So I'm talking to the dude that came up with me on the elevator. And he's like, you never thought about male birth control? So I'm like, what? Wait, hold up. Is there something like, I don't know? Like, you ever heard of male birth control, bro?
Didn't we talk about this on the episode before?
I never knew that there was...
I think we talked about the possibility of it, but I don't know if it. I never knew if it actually existed or not.
So, dude said they gave him something back in the day where it like stopped his sperm, like it was like a male birth control. So I'm like, hold up, bro. Mm-hmm. If they got that, I don't need to have this surgery.
Right.
So they come out, get me. The nurse comes out and get me, and the first question I ask him, like, yo, is there any male birth control? He's like, I don't know. You got to ask the doctor. Da, 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 da. So the doctor came and I asked him. He was like, nah, there's nothing like that except this.
And probably was looking at you. Was like, it's a little bit too late to ask that question. You already.
Shit. If there was male birth, if he would have told me, bro, that there's some male birth control, I wouldn't have did it.
You would have like, gone through it?
Nah, hell no.
There is currently a non-hormonal pill with a 99% efficiency of preventing pregnancy in phase 1 trials in England right now.
Some phase 1 trials. I'm not a guinea pig. But anyways, walk back with the nurse. Takes my vitals. He's cool, but it's kind of weird. This is where it got kind of weird. So he's like the dude that like preps for everything. He's not like the normal person that's normally with the doctor in the surgery. He ends up staying in the surgery though. But he's like, I'll prep you, da 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 da. So we go. So apparently, there's this checklist that you have to do before the surgery.
Okay.
And one of those was shave. Did not shave at all.
Damn.
So he's like,
why not? Like you?
I didn't even think about it. Didn't know. I guess I didn't really think I was gonna go through with it.
Pause though. Do you shave normally? Or?
Nah, I don't. Not normally. Okay. Like I had before, but not normally.
Okay.
So, first thing I was on the list. He was going down the list. Like, did you shave? Like, no. He's like, all right. So he's like, we got razors. We could do that here. Then he says, I was like, I don't really do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't. He's like, I could help you if you want.
He offered?
That's his job, though. Like, that's his job, like, to prep for surgery. So he's like, I could do it. I was like, nah, I got it, bro. I got it. So he's like, he gets me a razor. Like, he pulls out, like, a razor. Like, the clippers. He's like, be careful, they're sharp. It's like, word, damn. I don't know if you ever shaved, like, your sack before, bro. It's like.
No. Never.
Bro, I nipped myself like 3 times.
Oh, already.
Shit was
sharp. You bleeding and all that?
Yeah, bro. Like, nipped myself. So I shaved everything. I'm in there for like 20 minutes shaving. Come out. I'm like, is this good? He's like, yeah, that's fine. But that's probably the worst part, like one of the worst parts, like right now, because I'm like itching and you know what I mean? Like, you can't scratch. Like, you're not, I want to scratch myself right. vigorously, but you can't.
Right.
But like, dang. That's the worst part. Like, that's one of the worst parts. So, get in there. I'm thinking like, they're going to like lay me all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
No, bro. And this is probably the most traumatizing part. So it's like you sit in a chair, bro.
You had your legs up?
Nah, your legs are closed. They clean you up. They put all like the disinfectant on you, clean you up. He's like rubbing that on me. Then he like puts like the paper. They call it like the disinfectant area. They put the paper down, and then they pull your nutsack through the paper, and that's all okay. you can see. Like,
and it's separated, like you're it gets separated yeah. from your nuts, like basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So then he's like ready to go. But I'm sitting up though, like I'm not like, I'm like reclined, like I'm not like laid all the way down, like I want it to be. So.
Right. So you're up through the whole, you're up through the whole thing. Awake. Like you're awake.
Wide awake.
What?
Yeah. And if I had to do it again, I probably would have went to sleep, bro. Not even went
you
to sleep.
You had an option?
Yeah. Not,
and you
not
chose
even,
to stay awake?
Not even
why?
Not even went to sleep, bro. I would have just lay me all the way down so I don't have to see it.
Right.
I saw everything. That was the traumatic part, bro. Like,
why would you do that to yourself?
Hold on, bro. So, doctor, I'm ready to go. Lay back. Doctor comes in.
Wait, for how long did it take?
Like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Doctor comes in. I'm laid up. Ready to go. First thing I ask him, hey, is there any male birth control? Again, the answer.
After,
I would have got, if you would have said yes, bro, I would have got up, bro. But I met this doc before, like, I had a consultation with him to talk about all of this, which okay. I clearly didn't pay attention to anything. But, yeah, he was cool. He shout out to him. I don't know if I can say his name, so I won't. But he's cool. So I'm asking, we're just talking. He's talking to me the whole time. Like, he's like, what music do you want to listen to? He proceeds to throw on Tupac playlist, like Tupac playlist. So hit him
do
up.
You wanna ride it? Da, 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 da. Come with me. Hail Mary. Yo, I would have been there.
Tupac. It's an Indian doctor, bro. Like, I'm like, yo, young guy, he's cool as hell, bro. He's cool. So I asked him, like, yo, how many of these have you done before? And he's telling me it's like over 500 or something like that. Good stats. So I'm kind of calm, you know what I mean? Cool, collected. Would you let a doctor who's never done it before do it?
Bro, as you're talking, I'm like shaking. Like, my legs are shaking right now, like, as you're bro. Talking. But to answer your question, no, probably not. You got to have some kind of resume. Like, I'm not going to be the first person that you.
So where does someone start, though? Like, if no one lets the first, like, say I'm a rookie doctor, like, I'm just not starting, like.
Yeah, but a lot of people wouldn't. I mean, well, I guess a lot of people would ask that question, but I don't think. Not everybody will ask that question, so you wouldn't know unless you ask that, because they're not going to voluntarily tell you whether you're the first person they've ever worked on or not.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some people would, but...
There's always, like, an attending that helps, like, the youngins, like, do this stuff, though. So it's not like they're just going in and being like, well, got the white coat, show me your balls. Like, no. they've been, like, watching and learning and...
And that's the other thing, too. Like, the lady that's normally with him, I guess, that's helping...
Mm-hmm.
She didn't come that day. Something okay. happened. Her like she had a family emergency. She didn't come that day. So dude that's normally in charge of cleaning up was like, all right, I'll stay. I'm like, are you, is this normal? Like, you know what
all
you're
right,
doing?
All right, I'll stay.
It's like, I'll help. So I guess the job of the lady is just like to hand the tools. And he's like, hold this sometimes. Anyways, so that had me kind of on edge again. So I'm like hyperventilating, like breathing hard, almost passed out. Like, it was crazy. It was more mental than physical pain, bro.
Of course.
And this is why. I'm sitting up, nuts poked out. Like, he's like, all right, you ready? I'm like, yep, let's go. Tupac got on, you know what I mean? I'm hyped. He gets the numb. It's like the numbing stuff. He's like, he said this is the worst part, like, physically. He sticks it. It's not bad, you know what I mean? He starts to squeeze.
In your nuts or where?
And like, he takes a piece of the skin.
Oh, okay.
It's not too bad. It feels like a little beast.
So it's like a pinch.
Yeah. Pushes in the numbing stuff. That's when you feel like a little burn, like feel a little bit. He's like, you shouldn't feel anything else after this. which I did after a little bit, but he's like, let me know if you feel something. So he has like, it's not like a scalpel, he has like scissors. So I guess he like pokes that spot and then like spreads it. He's like, let me know if you feel it. And I'm looking at this the whole time, bro. Like he jabs like the sack, bro, and like spreads it so it's open. This is the traumatizing part, bro. As soon as it opened, bro, blood just squirted out on like the it's like squirted out.
Oh my god.
Nigga.
Yo, what?
Bro, I sounded like a girl.
Yo. You talk about passing. That's a good time to pass out. Like that's the perfect time to pass out.
Sweating, bro. Remember how Deshaun used to sweat, bro? I'm sweating. And it's not from the pain, bro. It's just like seeing just, that, bro, and like oh, bro.
Why? Why would you continue, please.
So they top, they dry it up. Like, it's not gushing out. Like, it was just like a one, like, squirt. Like, psh, like something, I guess. I don't know. There's blood everywhere. I'm like, all right. I'm like, everything all right? He's like, it's cool. Is this normal? I don't know if it's normal. It didn't look normal, but. So he's going. He has to do it on two sides. So he's on one side first. They go in, bro. There's a cord, bro, like. Attached to your balls, bro, like it's white. He pulls it out of the hole that he made, bro. Like pulls it out. So I'm looking at this shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I almost passed out again from that. He takes the scissors, snips it, and you don't feel it. It's like a little pressure. Like you hear it, bro. Like you hear that. And I don't care who you are, bro. If you're a dude, bro, like one of the worst sounds you can make is if you take some scissors and just go by a dude's nuts and just do like the.
Of course.
They're going to jump.
Yeah.
So that's what I was hearing. Like he was like snipping, like, and I guess that cord is like a little tough. So like they're like snipping, like.
So snipping. He was going to work.
Yeah, bro. And I'm looking at it like. Sweating. So they actually cut a piece of it off, like, and like put it to the side, put it back in, went to the other side, pulled out the cord to the left sack, to the left nut, does the same thing. I'm feeling like the pressure, I'm hearing the snipping. Like, damn. Puts it back in after
Oh damn! Why would you re-traumatize him like that?
Seriously, that's crazy. That's exactly what it was, though, bro. And it was white, and I was like, "What the fuck?" But then he did it. But overall, like, it wasn't bad. It was just the psychology of it all, bro. Like, I'm gonna have nightmares about that, bro.
No, the spraying blood would have took me out. I would have been like, "Stop!" Right, whatever. Stop right now. Whatever you do, right in the middle. Whatever you do, and stop.
So you had the option to go to sleep, but I didn't want to take that option, bro.
So you just wanted to be a macho man, huh?
I wanted to go back to work, honestly. But
so if you slept, you couldn't because you'd have probably been like drowsy and shit, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I didn't go back to work, but go back home. I mean, Doc was cool about it. He's like, call us if you have any problems. So you're supposed to ice for like 2 days after. Ice for 20 minutes, 40 minutes off, I think. What made this even more traumatizing is right after, like, apparently I got like a virus, a stomach virus. So I'm thinking,
is
like,
that normal?
Nah, I think it's just something that was just going around Morgantown, bro.
Oh, but, okay. You talk, that had nothing to do with the surgery. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you got it from the surgery.
I thought it did, because you have like that feeling like someone kicks you in the nuts.
Right.
You know, like your stomach hurts. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking like, all right, this is some surgery, this shit'll pass. But nigga, I've had diarrhea for the past 4 days. I'm a stomach virus, bro.
You just been going through it.
This week was a bad week. It's a good week at work though. Got some stuff done. But been going through it. But I've been able to chill though, you know what I mean? Like, Justin been letting me sleep a little bit. Not getting on my nerves. But yeah, that and
that's
not being able to touch it for a week, you know, it's really putting me through some mental mental toughness. But
damn, bro, that's, yeah, I don't know what to say, but
at least I could shoot the club up for life though, you know what I mean?
That's true. That's very true. Would you get the corrective just in case, like, in the future you and Jess wanna reconsider, or not? It's over.
I don't think I want no more kids, bro. Got three. Know what I mean?
How is it? Because I'm not sure have we talked about it much lately since the third kid. Like, what's the?
Oh no!
I mean, obviously, besides having another kid, like, what is the difference between having two kids and like three kids now? Like, I know all your time is over with. Any free time you had?
Three is more. Nah, Jess does a good job. Jess is she's great. You know what I mean? Like,
shout to Jess.
I don't know how she does it. Shout to Jess. I don't know. She doesn't sit down, bro. Like, ever. Like, always in the kitchen. Like, she be pissing me off. Like, sit the fuck down, bro. It's
like, yeah.
Relax.
Like, that natural instinct, like, kicks in. Like, it just takes over. She probably don't even know, like, what she be doing sometimes. She just like, I just gotta do this.
Nah, but it's like, she knows. I tell her, like, you making me nervous. Like, what you walking around doing all this shit for? Like, I be sitting on the couch, she just be cleaning. Like, sit the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
But she's great, though. Just don't get mad at me because I don't want to clean all day with you.
That's cool, man, to have somebody like that. Not only, like, a wife. Because it's the difference between, like, being a good wife and I feel like being a good mother. Like, you got both. So, that's... Yeah. A lot of people don't have that, so you got lucky with that one, for sure.
She's a good mother, good wife, yeah. Better mother than wife.
Yo, you're done. You're done. I'm not messing with you, bro.
She's good, bro. It's hard to get those. I mean, it's easy to get those lines blurred between a good mother and a good wife, right?
Right.
Because, like, you're a good wife is like you taking care of your husband, which she does.
Do you think that you love? Do you think that you love her even more now that, like, she's had like your three kids, or is it just like nothing has changed as far as like the love? You feel like you love her the exact same way, let me not say love, like appreciation for her.
Yeah, the bond is definitely closer. Like, definitely, like, because I don't know how she had three kids, bro. Natural, it's crazy. Like, I really don't know how she does that shit, bro. But shout out to Jess. And then
is that period cramp thing where they simulate like a period cramp or like birth, like pregnancy pains or shit? You ever did that before?
I just got done with it, bro.
It did sound like you went through some,
I ain't even,
brother.
I'm probably disclosing too much information with this, but the virus, I'm on and off the toilet all night, like, throwing up. Oh, you're not supposed to strain, so hopefully, like, nothing gets, like, infected down there from the vasectomy.
Yeah.
But had an accident in the middle of the night, bro.
Oh, word? You shit on yourself? It was, like, a little bit, or it was, like, a shat?
Nah,
like,
it was a lot.
Like, or it was just, like, a little squeaker?
And it wasn't even like a fart or anything, bro. I don't know what the fuck. I woke up and shit just
came through.
Jess was pissed.
You old as hell for that.
Nah, I mean, like,
you old as
hell. That's what Jess said. Like, I ain't supposed to deal with this for another 40 years. Speaking
of shit in the bed. Let's say it together. Fuck it.
Nah, let me stop, man. Man.
WVU. Men's basketball.
WVU basketball.
It's coming out to a real shaky ending after, you know, having some type of hope for the season. In the beginning of the season. Lost to Cincinnati by 40. God 40. Damn, bro.
Almost 40. It's so crazy because I thought Josh was finally getting his foot in as a head coach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, lose these between a course of these last five games. You know, all of the games weren't blowouts, but a lot of the games, like the Kansas State one, we should have had that one. We were like back and forth. Against Iowa State was a back and forth game. But then you have these blowouts, like this blowout to Cincinnati, where we just beat Cincinnati a couple weeks ago. So it's like, what is the disconnect between now and then? And I don't know. The only conclusion I can come up to, and I don't want to put that on them, but it's just like, it kind of just feels like, from the looks of the score, that guys just, I don't know. I don't know if they packed it in or what.
Yeah. I think they gave up. It looks like they gave up, bro. They're just ready for the season to be over.
That's what it looks like, for sure.
I mean, and you don't, by 40.
Again, you don't want to accuse anybody of that, but at the end of the day, you can only go off of what you see, and that's what it looks like right now.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever done that? Like, at the end of the season? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, ready to get out of here?
Yeah, I've had an effort mindset, but you wouldn't know it. Anybody who's watching me wouldn't know that I have an effort mindset, because it's just, like, in my head, I'm saying it, but on the court, I'm still playing like shit means something.
Now, you did something. You and Chuck did something that was unheard of, unimaginable at WVU.
What was that?
Your senior year.
What was that? unheard of and unimaginable?
Y'all was told to run sprints at practice, and y'all was just like, F it. Nah, and we nobody, ain't doing and this.
Right, and which is true, nobody has ever done that. Unimaginable. Nobody's ever refused to run sprints.
I'm pretty sure. Nobody. Y'all are the first and only ones to do that. Now, refusing to run is one thing, and like it's different between refusing to run and not running because you're too tired to run. Y'all was just like, F it.
What? Do you say that's better than refuse?
Because Danny would like stop running because he's just tired, like he's exhausted, like he literally can't run no more.
Right. John wasn't even there. John is getting his third person anyway. There. So John wasn't there. This was me and Truck senior year. We had finished. We were going into the NCAA tournament, right?
Can
and
I say what you heard? Those... What I heard? Can I
say okay, what you go ahead. You say what you heard, and I'm gonna tell you what happened.
I heard you told Hugs to shut the fuck up and was like, we not doing this shit no more. Uh-huh. Fuck you.
That sounds just like myth. Me. Yep.
Is that a myth?
Sounds exactly like what I would say. Well, first, one myth, Hugs wasn't there. Hugs wasn't there at this practice. So that's the first myth. Second myth is that you know the practices when Hugs is not there, they choose to OD. This was me and Truck senior year. It was one of those practices where we're not going to say names, but whoever was running the practice was going crazy. It was going crazy on us. And I finally, you know me, like I always try to do everything, like so does Truck. But finally decided, and the crazy thing is like I was the ringleader. I was like, yo, I'm not running no more. And Truck looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, yo, I'm not. Because it was a whole bunch of reasons why that happened with the my senior year and stuff. But even at the end of that, with saying all of that, I still never quit. Like, there was still – I let that situation go, and I ended up, like, running whatever I had to run anyway after I, like, cooled down. So – and that was that. And it was crazy because Hugs came back and he was like – he was more mad at me than he was at Truck. Like, he expected it from Truck. But he was mad at me. I was like, yo, that's funny. He was even more mad knowing that Truck wasn't like I was the one that started it. He was pissed.
Definitely expect that from Truck.
He was pissed.
Nah, that's like towards the end of the season, just to get back on topic. Like, I think they kind of, the team is kind of like, they have that mentality. Like, we're not, they kind of gave up. So, I don't know.
See, my whole thing with giving up, though, is that you still, regardless of how the team is doing, you still got film out there, like going to wherever you're trying to aspire to, whether some guys are thinking about transferring, whether some guys are thinking about coming back. Like, you still putting tape out there. And that's what you got to be cautious of. Like, no matter how mad you are at the season, no matter how disappointed, you still got to be aware that this tape going to coaches, like, so this could affect wherever you're trying to go next season. So
I that's think they still think not of good. Like, I got to get my numbers, like their individual numbers.
But who got the highest score was 12 points off the bench. Nobody got their numbers anyway.
Bro, I did not watch that game. I can't watch them no more, bro. Like, it's lit. It's hard to watch, bro. I'd rather watch myself get a vasectomy than watch them play Fortnite. Nah, I'll meet you.
Yo,
but nah, like that effort isn't there, bro. Like, you see, like, they have so much potential and they just not trying. Like, they just do dumb shit. And then, like, everybody wants to blame the coach. Like, it's not coaching. I mean, it could be some coaching, but, like, not – most of it is just effort, bro. Like, try. Like, box out.
Not 36 points worth of coaching, though.
Yeah, bro. Like, that's effort. That's heart.
Especially against a team that you already just beat. So that just shows right there that it's a lack of trying, because you literally just beat this team a couple weeks ago.
Right. So, I mean,
I don't know. So with that being said, going into the Big 12 tournament, they play Cincinnati again, first round of Big 12 tournament. You think that's it, or they can at least win a game or two?
I think they'll win that game, actually.
Okay.
They'll win,
I do
one
too.
In the tournament, and then they're done. They
but this is my heart talking over my head. My head is telling me that they're not going to win this game, but my heart is telling me, like, pick them. Like, they're going to. Oh, okay, we're going to rally now and win the Big 12 tournament. I just kind of feels like, to me, like, this is it for real. Like, no matter how much hope we have about the ending the season strong, it's just kind of, it is what it is right now.
What do you think about next year? You think, because there's rumblings that Ren Baker is going to leave. Actually, that would be crazy.
Really?
Yeah, they said
that's a twist of twist of events.
So, word on the street is Nebraska and Missouri got AD jobs open up, which I probably should apply for, but I'll chill. But they're saying that he's
in. Probably wait till your balls heal up to sit in those seats.
Nah, they're saying he's like on the short list for both of those. And Missouri is like, I think that's where he's from.
So, okay.
We'll see.
Okay. So that's a new. That's a new twist in the plot. So, I honestly, with that being said, I don't know. I don't think Josh will be around regardless, and not of his own doing. Like, he did the best he could with what he had in the position that he was put in. But yeah, I think they'll just like clean house and probably start brand new, even from the players. yeah, man, it's kind of like a sad season for WVU basketball.
Yeah.
From the start to finish.
After the I don't know if you saw this, but after Cincinnati game, I saw Hugs. He was in his Cincinnati red.
Was he in actual Cincinnati gear, or was it just red?
Cincy
whatever
gear.
Man, I wish he didn't do that, but. I really wish he didn't do that. It's hard to defend that.
It was a Bob Huggins logo, you know, in red.
Ooh, that's crazy. Shout out to Ethan Bach, our old intern. He posted a video that says Cincinnati just showed Bob Huggins on the big screen with the opening of Take Me Home Country Roads playing. And he waved. So did he just wave at the camera, Dave? Like, they honored him at Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think so, because I think Kenyon Martin was getting honored or something, and then someone was also upset that DeMar Johnson didn't get recognized.
Recognized? Oh, yeah, that is crazy that he didn't get recognized.
Yeah, that's insane.
What? What do I think about... what? Yeah, that's wild. What do I think about that? it's, I mean, I don't know, man.
I mean, you got to put it in perspective. Like, they love right. Bob Huggins in Cincinnati. You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
Either if he was coaching with WV, when he was coaching, we used to go to Cincinnati. They used to honor him every single time mm-hmm. we played there.
They do the same thing.
I mean, yep. You just got to put it in perspective. Him wearing Cincinnati red kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
But I get it.
That's just bad timing.
Yeah, it's just bad timing.
That's just bad timing, man. Yeah. That's just bad timing. I mean, obviously, we could speculate whether it was malicious or not towards WVU or this and that, or if he was just honoring himself. I'ma choose to believe that it wasn't malicious towards WVU, but I don't know for sure. So anybody who says it was malicious, I won't say anything against them. But what I will say is that he deserves to be honored at Cincinnati if he goes back there. Like, that's his, yeah. That's where he started his Hall of Fame career at. So he deserved that. I just wish the timing of it was better. A different game. He could have went to any other game.
And he has been to every single game, by the way.
Right.
But
right.
I think that, honestly, I think WVU handled the situation poorly, bro. Like, the whole thing. Like,
from what perspective?
From the jump. Like, yeah, Hugs fucked up. Like, he definitely ruined the season. Like, if we're gonna totally speak, but they're trying to, like, well, Hugs, yeah, he did some stuff, like, as far as, like, how he handled it after as well. Like, it's like they say he tried to sue the school. He tried to, I don't know if it's true or not, but I mean, that's what WVU came out and said. But instead of doing that, like, a lot of this should have been handled behind closed doors. Like, you gotta, eventually, we have to amend these problems. Like, we got to come to a solution, like, between Hugs and WVU, because Hugs has done so much for the school, so much for the state. Like, you can't just erase everything that he's done. You can't.
Right.
So, I mean, like, if it was me, like, we would have had to come sit down at the table and see, like, how we could fix this situation, like, somehow. Like, I wouldn't have tried to, like, just wash him away. Like, they took down his Hall of Fame jacket. They took down all his stuff. Like, I wouldn't have did that.
Did they?
Yeah, I wouldn't have did that, like, right away. Not at least not right away. Like, I feel like WVU's just acting off emotion right now. Like, everyone's just acting off emotion right now. Like, Hugs, WVU, and I think everybody just needs to come to the table and just sit down and, like, talk it out. Like, work something out, bro. Something.
Right. I feel that. I think it's too late for that, but I really wish that would have happened, but I think it's too far gone from all of that. But I could be wrong. Hopefully I am wrong and they can do that, because like you said, he's done so much for the state and he reps it still to this day. Like, people love him. So I hope that there is a way that, you know, they can overcome. Obviously, I don't think he's going to get his job back. I know there's some people holding out hope that somehow, miraculously, he'll get his job. I don't think that is going to happen. Yeah. But hopefully he can, they can, you know, split ways in a better manner. And he can go on with his coaching career if that's what he wants to do. And we can find us a head coach that, you know, brings WVU basketball back to where it needs to be. So I hope it works out for everybody, but we'll see.
We will see. And I'm not saying, like, he needs to be the coach again or any of that stuff. Like, but, like, show some love, right?
Right.
Like, don't just try to erase everything, because that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they both, I think they could have been handled better by both, but I do think that, like, Hug started it, though. and like, it's like, it's, that's just the, it's just the facts of it. He did, but yeah,
he did,
hopefully.
But still, like, as a business, like, as WVU, just being a business owner, like, you got to learn how to diplomat certain things. Like, you got to be a diplomat. Like, you can't just act off emotion as a business. You know what I mean? Like,
you really don't want to act off emotion at any time, not just as a business, just in any situation.
But more so in business, because, like, it's a business. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm arguing with my wife, I could act on emotion and then come back and be like, oh, my bad. But as a business, like, you can't do that because you're losing out on so much stuff. Like,
hey, good looking. Thanks for listening to the show. Help us spread the word and tell your family and friends about us. We're available on all major podcast apps and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Final Forecast.
It's been another episode of Final Forecast with me, Jay Flo. It's been a crazy week. Hopefully next week will be better. Got my guy KJ with me.
Yo.
Dave.
Thank you.
Hopefully Ash will be back soon. Just getting her rocks off this morning for her birthday.
Yes, shout sir. Out to Ash.
She just turned a certain age that no one thought she would have. She must be a witch or something, bro.
A witch? She looks good for 62.
I never would have thought that. She was turning 55 today. Like, she's damn near retirement age.
We've all said like four different ages. Do we actually know how old she is?
Yeah, she said it in the group chat.
Yeah, that's the joke, Kevin.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't get it.
No one gets Dave's jokes.